Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can't. You can't. It's Trail Bill. This puppy. Let's go!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number two. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away as it's an awesome NFL weekend right around the corner. Two games Saturday, two games Sunday. Capped off by the Bills and the Ravens on Sunday night. The matchup everybody wanted to see. And probably, who knows, obviously they got to beat the Texans first, but the prize for winning that game is you get to go to Arrowhead and play Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, obviously you got to win that game first, but that's kind of one of the overlooked parts of this storyline is like, that's a great game. Everyone's looking forward to it. And you know what the winner gets? Him. There. Awesome. Good luck. But anyway, we'll get to that as the playoffs roll on. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes as well. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back into some college football in about 20 minutes as well. More into the actual game and not the storyline surrounding the game, but what you might see and expect on Monday night between Notre Dame and Ohio State. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
I know, you know, there's going to be... And I always say, well, yeah, we know, but I say it all the time too. There's going to be some weather involved. There's going to be some weather up in there, and like, yeah, duh, it's going to be some weather. But yeah, people always say it. It's going to be. We know it's going to be cold as hell in Baltimore. April 7th is supposed to be some funky stuff happening in Philadelphia.
Like snow in Philly.
Yeah, and I just saw the stat just came across. Like Matthew Stafford's 1-8 in the snow.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So he's 1-8 in the snow.
It's supposed to be real cold in Kansas City too.
It's going to be cold as hell in Kansas City.
And then the Lions play inside.
Yes.
So lucky them.
Detroit inside, inside in a controlled environment, in a controlled environment and everything. So that we'll see how that plays out and everything. But when you look at the night game on Sunday, and I hate that we'll use it anyways. Who has the most pressure on Brandon?
Oh, God.
Both of them.
Both of a pressure. Yeah.
I just saw it came across the screen. That's why I was like, that's the most pressure.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, in that game, 100%.
Both of them.
They have the same amount of pressure on them. You know, everybody who has more to lose. Every team in all of the games has the same amount to lose. I think you could argue about pressure in the Lions and Commanders game, but like the pressure on the Ravens and the Bills is equal.
Yes.
Because, and this part is the part that I hope. I know it's going to happen, but I hope can maybe be like avoided a little bit if the losing quarterback plays great. But I shudder to think about Monday if Lamar plays bad or Josh Allen plays bad, because all they're going to do is crap on the entire body of work of the season and act like, you know, the guy sucks or whatever it is, like, which is nonsense. I just hope like whatever obviously I want a great game, but like, if it could be similar to that Chiefs-Bills game from a couple years ago, where obviously, again, from a viewer standpoint,
right,
but also just from the nonsense narrative standpoint, is like that, nobody blamed Josh Allen coming out of that.
They would blame Lamar.
Yeah, yeah. I just...
Because
you know,
playoff records...
I hate that so much.
Playoff records in today's viewership or whatever is based on who gets the win-loss record is coaches and quarterbacks.
Yep.
Coaching coordinator. Yep. You can have the raggedest damn defense in the world.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's quarterback's fault. Mm-hmm. He's got to go. You know what he got to do? He needs to go out there. I know he's on the bench with his coat on looking at the iPad. He needs to go out there and bat that ball down.
Yeah, go play safety.
He needs to go out there and tackle that running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the – and you put that all that on them. And, you know, if it's Lamar, it's going to be bad.
Yeah,
it's gonna be bad. It is. Josh Allen, it'll be okay. But if Lamar loses this game, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's –
his legacy is his legacy and all that other crap's going to come.
Only wins MVPs, doesn't win when it matters,
yes.
And all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, so I hope that doesn't happen because I think that sucks. I think that's such a lame way to think about it, and it's also not real. Like, we don't have to think about it like that. They're telling you to think about it like that because the negative stuff sells a lot more than the positive stuff sells. All that said, like, these quarterbacks, those two guys specifically, have earned that level of criticism as well, right?
Oh, no doubt.
When you play so great and have accomplished as much as they have, really. When we start splitting hairs, it's championship stuff.
Yes.
Like, that's really what it is.
Yes.
So, as much as it'll be
annoying. They're championship caliber quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And they're a championship away from being, like, in that group, too.
Yes.
Right?
Like, Pat Mahomes is in the group.
Lamar, he's got three.
Yes.
He's got three of them.
Yes.
He's approaching being in a group all by himself with no one else, possibly, if he keeps this career up. Which is the craziest thing is, like, they had this year that was. They went 15-1 when everybody played, and no one cared.
Yes.
Like, everyone's like, yawn. All the games were close.
All the one-possessed game.
All the games were close.
Right.
They went 15-1. They lost the final game because they had already clinched everything.
Right.
They wanted to rest people up. They went 15-1. They won three of the last five Super Bowls, and everyone's like, nah.
Yeah, they wanted to showcase Carson Wentz so they can get something for him this offseason. Yeah, right.
Yep.
I mean, but they're rested. Mm-hmm. Seems like Chris Jones needed this time
off.
Are
they rested or rusted?
They don't.
I think they'll be rested.
Yeah, they don't really come out rushed. I mean, that one year that Houston jumped on them because when Deshaun Watson had them down with 24-0,
they came back and won. Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, the thing with the Texans is that they got this ingredient. They got pass rushers and they got two cornerbacks that get up in you, and so that'll be in that left side. Kansas City still ain't fixed it.
Nope.
That left tackle spot, they still ain't fixed.
Well, since we're doing it, let's do it.
Yeah, they still ain't fixed it.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that driving in this morning, too, just about the fallout from Sunday night, no matter kind of what happens. Mm-hmm. That's why, again, I hope the Ravens win 41-38 in overtime.
Right.
So everybody plays great, and no one has to bear the brunt of the nonsense bullcrap that's going to happen Monday morning if someone doesn't play particularly well, as if, you know, great defenses or great performances don't happen from other non-quarterback players in playoff games. But you know what it's going to be. So I guess buckle up. Or you have an opportunity, if you want, to not listen to it. You just not tune in. Not us.
Not us.
We're going to actually talk about the game.
Yeah, not us.
But like, if you don't want to hear that stuff, don't turn the TV on or the radio stations that do that kind of stuff. Anyway. Deontay Johnson got claimed by the Ravens.
I love the fact that how they claimed him.
What?
He can't play, and then they get a compensatory pick.
Okay.
Yeah, he can't play, and then they get some kind of compensatory pick once the season is over and everything. But, yeah, the biggest thing is Zay Flowers going to play this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another thing to look for is if you want to talk about being fully loaded if you're Baltimore. I anticipate Derrick Henry to have a whole lot of work.
Yep.
A whole lot of work. And I anticipate him winning this game.
Oh, that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
If they win and that happens, have a way to talk bad about Lamar.
Oh,
okay.
God, yes.
Got it.
Oh, God, yes.
Is he really the MVP if he's not the most important player on his team? All right, enough. That's what they're doing. Here's Lamar talking about playing in the cold.
Hopefully we have some heaters on the sideline.
Yeah.
Bigger jacket, probably. I got to talk to Kaneko to see what he got going on. Equipment guys. They pretty much do a great job, though, so. You should be good.
You don't do gloves under any circumstances.
Nah. I tried it in practice. I was horrible. Leave that up to Teddy two gloves.
Teddy two gloves, baby.
Man, I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, you're going to probably send me home. Eric, they're going to be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
Yeah, I mean, he plays in Baltimore.
They play in Baltimore.
And he be, but the thing about it is, he's going to be cold. He's going to have his shiesty mask on.
Oh, yeah. He bundles up.
Yeah, he has his shiesty on. And anytime he's on towards the sideline, they put that cape on him, that jacket cape on him. He has the hand warmer that's sewed into his jersey. So, yeah, he'll be fine, man. And, you know, the thing with it is if you never worn gloves, don't go out there trying on a whim.
Yeah.
All right? It just is something that could only be a disaster.
Somebody did that one time. There was a quarterback that never wore gloves and then had gloves on in a playoff
game.
Was it a young quarterback? Couple picks and then took it off.
It's a young quarterback. It must have been a young quarterback.
It must have been. It might have been Russell Wilson in Seattle. They might have played at a cold playoff game, and he had a glove on, and he threw it off in the game.
But that's what I'm saying. The glove thing, like, I'm trying to think. The glove thing of a quarterback, it was Kurt Warner started. I remember Kurt
did it. He would do it.
Philip did it later on in his
career.
Okay. Obviously, Teddy Two Gloves did it.
Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett does it.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you talk, I mean, it's a different feel. It is when you talk about if you never worn. Hey, that hand be fire cold. It does.
Sure.
It be cold as hell. That ball hurts.
Ball's
everything.
Cold, hard.
Yes, it does. Yeah. You know, and it's after a while, it's just numb. It really is. Your fingers and your toes when you're blocking and catching. When you're blocking and everything, you don't feel your hands after the first quarter, after the first series bunk. But you know what? Your mind reflexes tell you, okay, grab him. Grab your shoulder pads. Okay, here comes the ball. Catch it with your hands. But yeah, Lamar will be fine. And they're built for the cold. Their team is built for the cold.
As long as they stick with their identity.
Yes.
As long as they stick with the run, they're absolutely built to play.
They got to stick with their identity on offense. Buffalo cannot stick with their identity on defense.
No, no.
They cannot go out there with little people and expect to beat this team that's a downhill power running team.
The good news for them is they tried that earlier and they got beat by 25.
So just hopefully they
they've got some tape.
Yeah, you got some tape. Okay, guys, remember this right here? We're not going to do this.
Scrap it.
Hey, big boy. Come on and get in here. Go get the little guys out of there.
Where's all the big guys?
Yeah, where are all the big guys?
Put them up front.
You got to play big people to beat Baltimore.
Yeah, definitely. Bad news is Lamar can also throw the ball really well.
Yes.
He threw 4 interceptions all year and 41 touchdowns.
Yes.
I asked this to Schlereth yesterday. Let me ask you. Take the Ravens and Bills game out of it because I don't really buy that there's an underdog in that game. It's a 1-point spread. The other three underdogs, the Rams, the Commanders, and the Texans. Who do you think's got the best chance to win?
Oh, man.
Schlereth said Texans.
I think I'm with them. I'm with them for the only reason because I think that you can play these Kansas City Chiefs receivers man to man, and don't nobody got two better corners than them dudes in Houston, and then they got the pass rushes to go get. Now Pat ain't gonna be Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert had so many times where he could have just ran.
Yeah, no.
Pat's gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
Pat's not gonna sit there and wait on that. I think, but because I know Pat's not gonna sit there. And he's going. They might be, you know, they might be locked up and everything like that. Pat slithers out of something. BB looks back because one thing about being man to man that gives him that room to just go.
Right.
But then if he's killing you like that, do you turn around? But no, they're Miko's a man to man team, so you ain't got to worry about them playing zone or nothing like that. But yeah, I think because of the pass rush, I think Houston can win this game.
Yeah, no, I
do.
Kansas City by 8.
What's the shortest one?
Eagles are favored by 6.
Okay.
That's the shortest one.
Okay.
And I mean, I don't know. Like, I love the Rams when they're whole, and they're whole right now. And I really like Jalen Hurts. Rams have a better quarterback. Like, Matt Stafford's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
I agree with that.
Now, he hadn't won in the cold, and maybe that'll be part of it, whatever. But, like, I don't know. Don't let that guy get going.
Oh, no. That's
don't let Matt Stafford get going.
That's why that stat is
tear you up.
That stat is key. 1-8. Mm-hmm. I net cold, and it's going to be cold as hell.
Kind of fun storyline, too, for Georgia fans. You got the Georgia quarterback versus the Georgia defense
in Philadelphia, pretty much. Pretty much.
Obviously, all the young Georgia Kirby Smart guys on defense, and then the, you know, Stafford from back in the day kind of playing quarterback. But that's a fun one. I don't know. I think both those games on Sunday are going to be incredible. I think the Lions-Commanders game is going to be fun because I think the Commanders will be able to score on that Lions defense.
No punting.
But the Lions, they're
not going to
stop. That game, what's the over-under in that game? 55.5. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that one. It feels like there's going to be a lot of points in that football game. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into the other game that's going to be played over the long weekend, the Monday night game. The national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame. We did some storyline stuff, coaches and all that kind of stuff, what it means for the futures of the program. What do you actually think the game's going to look like on Monday night? We'll get into that coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if E-40 and Trillville ever worked together.
Hey, man, they probably got a mixtape somewhere.
I hope so. If not, it's never too late.
They probably got a mixtape somewhere.
God, if they did something now, I'd listen. I'd be locked in. A lot of streams. A lot of streams
on my
account.
That's what it's all about, baby.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Hey, before we dive into the national championship conversation, you and I have been talking about something a little bit off and on, off the air this morning, video that we watched that Georgia put out, right?
Yeah,
the end of season Georgia football highlight video.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
All the best stuff. And they do a great job.
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite things about the social media era of sports is all these departments that these schools have. They've got like filmmakers.
Right.
Like, it's incredible. Georgia does a great job. My wife's always showing me the App State ones, getting ready for games. They're great. Washington has, I think every big football program has.
Right.
So Georgia puts out their end of year football highlight, but it's also hyping towards next year.
It is. It's awesome. Got a nice sound background signs. Got different players. Yeah. You got your locker room.
I don't know who does the song, but it's that cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's kind of like dramatic and slow.
It's awesome.
Really cool.
It's so awesome, Andy.
There was one guy, though, that I noticed wasn't in it.
Yeah, man. They didn't have Trevor Etienne in.
No.
They had Nate Frazier scoring.
There was no Trevor, huh?
There was no Trevor in it. I was going to say they had no guys that were coming back, but they had a lot of Arian Smith in there running over people. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of Dominic Lovett in there.
Some Dan Jackson highlights.
Dan Jackson. They didn't have Michael Williams wasn't in it.
Okay.
Michael wasn't in it.
All right, so then there was a lot of guys.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys that weren't in it.
Oh, and Carson Beck also wasn't in it.
And Carson Beck wasn't in it.
Carson Beck was not in it.
They showed Gunnar Stockton three times.
He's going to be the quarterback next year.
Yeah, they showed three times. And every time they did show a receiver actually catching the football, it was the end result.
Not
the throw.
Just the catch.
Just the end result and everything. So maybe it's like leading you into, you know, this year. Because the only guy that I can remember seeing on there that's coming back, that's not coming back, was Aaron. They had Dan when he was celebrating with some of the teammates at their turnover.
Okay.
But, yeah, Carson Beck wasn't in there.
Well, then
the passes that he threw to the receivers when they caught it.
Right.
We're in there.
So, like,
but I think it's more
the
or less.
The assumption is that it came out of his hand and then ended.
Jalen Walker wasn't in it.
Okay.
Jalen Walker wasn't in it.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just all the guys that aren't on the team anymore. So it was like a hype video for next year.
Yeah.
It just seemed a little conspicuous that all of the throws were just shown after they released from the quarterback's hand and not from the quarterback's hand.
But because Trevor isn't in it and all those other guys aren't in it.
I didn't know.
Then I had to go back. That's why I went back and looked at it again. Okay. I went back and looked at it again. I was like, well, these guys aren't in it.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because at first we were kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
It's a little petty.
Yeah, but I went back and looked at it again, and I was like, oh, okay. None of the guys are in it.
All right, so it's just all guys that are coming back next year.
But they got Aaron Smith in there.
Except for him.
Yeah.
Maybe they know something we don't.
No, Aaron already accepted to the I think he's already here. They made his little thing.
He did it.
His little wallpaper thing.
His wallpaper?
Yeah, I think it is his wallpaper thing already.
He's going somewhere?
Yeah.
Where?
Aaron's going to be on a roster.
The college one? Or he's transferring? Or he's going to NFL?
He's going to be NFL roster.
Oh, I didn't.
Aaron's going to be
I legitimately didn't know if he declared
Aaron,
or he
transferred. Aaron is going to be a special teams demon.
Yep.
He is going to be my guy here in Atlanta.
Kadarrell Hodge?
Yes. Okay. That's gonna be Aaron Smith.
Yep.
That's gonna be Aaron Smith in the league.
And then every once in a while, because he's faster than hell, they're gonna design a play for him, and it's gonna go over the top of everybody, and he'll catch it about half the time.
Yes. But I had to go back and make sure.
Okay. All right.
I had to make sure.
Good.
Yeah. Because a lot of the other guys weren't in it. So yeah.
Okay.
But
well, then never.
But that's it. Dominic Levitt's not coming back, right? He was in it.
Oh.
And then Aaron Smith, he was in it, but a lot of the other guys, you know. That was it.
It just probably was hard to edit.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
You know?
I think that's what it was. They wanted to make sure that Gunner, just like the article, made sure that Gunner was the guy.
He was front and center.
Yeah, they showed him in warm-ups, showed him throw a couple passes.
I just hope that, like, if Carson Beck really did something that made everybody really sad or unhappy or whatever it is, because it seems like everyone's just sad.
Yeah.
I wish you could just know what it is. Because until you know what it is, it just seems like everyone's acting soft.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It seems like yesterday so much of the narrative was, well, we broke up with him, he didn't break up with us.
Right.
It's like, what are you talking about?
What is the difference?
What difference does it make? I can see how it would make a difference to them in the building if something terrible happened. I don't know what the difference is to you on the outside. Like, does it make you feel better if you told him to kick rocks
and
if he decided to transfer? Like,
I don't know. Man.
I don't know.
It's
either.
Real. It seems like it's real, real petty. But
it does.
But anyways, he's not in it there. But there's a couple other guys that made big plays that are no longer on the team that were not in there either.
But it's still really good.
It's good. I enjoy.
You should watch.
Yeah, I enjoy. I was enjoying watching.
Go ahead.
I know we talked NBA earlier. Ja Morant's dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't count. All right, because it didn't count. The whistle blew and everything like that. Should it be like the number one highlight?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of the rule.
Yeah,
right?
It didn't count.
If it doesn't actually, because there's been a bunch of these.
Yes.
Like Ant-Man's been screwed on a couple of them because they call it charge.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Like, if the dunk doesn't count, then it sucks, but it just, like, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Right?
But Wendy wasn't ready.
Right.
Yeah. When we like.
Would it have mattered?
No, because John was going to bam on his ass.
He was
ass.
Trying to deport him.
He was.
Like, get the hell out of here.
That thing. Oh, he pulled
go
it back.
Go back to France.
And then dunked. Because I always feel a certain type of way about when dudes throw the ball into the hoop instead of grabbing the rim and dunking.
Okay.
I always have. Even when Blake Griffin did it and everything like
you
that.
You know, everybody has their own little things about dunks.
Yeah, that was mine.
Yeah.
That was always
that's
mine.
That's totally
that
fine.
That was always mine.
That's totally fine.
That was always
mine. Yeah, if the 2 points don't actually count.
Yeah.
Then it still happened, and there's video of it,
right.
And there's probably going to, I don't know, do you make a poster of it?
I would. Mean,
it's a nice-looking poster.
I would.
So that all happened, but then there's that, you know, the real history of it, and people can say, and maybe you sound like a hater, maybe not, I don't know, didn't count.
Right.
Do you sound like a hater if you say that?
I do.
Like if somebody has a poster in their room, like that didn't even count.
But the thing about it is like, somebody who can't do that is the woman with the poster.
Well, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Is like, that's why I'm so hesitant to, like, give, because I've got a lot of strong opinions on dunks.
Okay.
but I can't dunk. Well documented that I can't do that.
But
I also can't do any of the stuff we talk about, and I got a lot of strong opinions on all of it.
But there's plenty of people who can't dunk that actually, that are critical of dunkers.
Sure.
So, but no, I don't count it as a highlight because of that.
Didn't count.
I know we're talking college football, but yeah, was it Ape? Somebody mentioned this about this Quinn Ewers $8 million NIL. That's cap. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't buy that one bit.
Because if someone offered Quinn Ewers $8 million
to go to college, he's going to go.
Then he would have done it.
Yes.
Because that's more money than he's going to make in the NFL.
Yes.
Probably. I don't know when he's going to get drafted. Who's to say? But there's a chance that that's more than his entire rookie contract would be worth.
Exactly.
In the NFL.
So I don't believe that.
Now, I still am not convinced that someone's not going to pay him.
I mean,
he's not going to transfer.
And that's why I was asking earlier. I was like, is SMU's quarterback back? Because that seemed like that would be an SMU type play.
Oh, that'd be wild.
That seemed like
that's from Texas to SMU.
SMU. For that, I'm talking about that big bag.
That could be eight.
Yeah, now he go to SMU. That's eight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be eight to SMU. But yeah, that's why I was like, could he? Because I still think there's still a possibility he goes in transfer portal.
Well, I agree. I think he will.
I do.
I think he will.
I still do.
I think he's got more money to make next year, but also potentially long term. You brought up a great point yesterday of Bo Nix. Like Bo Nix went to Oregon and totally changed the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Got drafted in the first round. It was incredible this year. Like Quinn Ewers can do that. He's not as athletic as Bo Nix, obviously, but he's an accurate passer, could get an offense like that and maybe take advantage of his skill set a little bit better. I don't know. I'm really not sure. But I'm not sold that he's going to the NFL draft at all.
Okay.
Because he stands to make more money next year and in the long term if he has a good year next year in college as well. Now, you bring up the SMU quarterback. I kind of think about him similarly to how I think about Drew Aller right now, too. Like, they're all going back, but there's a lot of bad memories about the way that it ended, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he goes back, and I'm sure you're happy because he's good, but it's like, I mean, the number one thing about Drew Aller is that pass.
Yes.
You know?
Like,
is everyone pumped, and the terrible game that he played, is everyone pumped that he's coming back?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, could that, because would you view Quinn Ewers as an upgrade at SMU?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
I'm sure they would too.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure they would.
As much as I like that guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so erratic.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because you said that, but the day before, when we talked about it, the day before the game.
Yeah. Chaos.
Yeah.
He makes chaos. Sometimes it's great chaos.
Yes.
Sometimes it's terrible
chaos.
It was terrible chaos. All right. What do you, just from a, like, when you think about the game on Monday night and you've seen the two teams play a million times and all that kind of stuff, like, what do you think the game's going to actually look like?
I can see it being close at half.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it being a close halftime and Ohio State talent just
kind of out talented.
Yeah, because I think the biggest thing and they made a couple of big plays in the Penn State game. Notre Dame's got to find a way to generate chunk plays. I don't know if they can just drive the ball up and down the field on this Ohio State defense. So they got to figure out a way to get some explosive in the pass game, I think. I think that's going to be the biggest thing. And they got to keep a lid on Jeremiah Smith. They do. Cause, I mean, Jeremiah Smith, he's the best player in this game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the best football player in this game. And if they can't – first of all, if Chip Kelly can't find a way to get the ball in his hands, it's shame on him.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're getting the ball to him – early, it could be early. It could be over early.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could see it going that way. If Notre Dame's in it, then Notre Dame's defense plays great and they're able to get off the field and they sustain drives and stuff like there's no way Notre Dame's winning a shootout.
No.
If Notre Dame wins this game, it's somehow they keep them to a low score and it's like 21-17.
If they can possess the ball.
Like exactly.
But it's hard as hell to possess the ball against Ohio State's defense.
It's really hard to do.
Because they keep you in damn 3rd and 8. And that is not where Georgia Tech, sorry, on Georgia Tech. That is not where Notre Dame wants to be.
Yeah.
They do not want to be in 3rd and plus.
Ohio State also doesn't need to have the ball a long time to score either.
Nope.
Like, you can possess the ball and win the time of possession. They can score on you in 90 seconds. Good on the field in 90 seconds. We'll get back into this tomorrow a little bit more, maybe later in the show, but probably tomorrow. There's a lot of Chip Kelly, like, offense question marks that I have about the game on Monday night.
Okay.
Like, it's like, the Jeremiah Smith thing. Like, Will Howard's legs. Like, there's just a lot of stuff that I feel like is in the tank that they haven't used yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe they'll do it Monday. Maybe they won't. I think they should. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bullet on it.
We got smart listeners, Randy.
What up?
They're always listening. They're always thinking.
Because I'm riding how?
Putting the context of one conversation into the context of a previous one.
All right.
Shout
All right.
It's going to say what his name
no,
is.
No.
It's not, I can say it.
Oh, okay.
It's not a FCC violation.
Okay.
His name on Twitter is Cheeks.
Oh, I know Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Yeah, Cheeks is cool people, man.
Cheeks got in my DMs and
Cheeks got to your DMs.
Yeah, Cheeks got in my DMs.
All right.
And said, so if Jaws dunk didn't count.
Which it doesn't.
Which it doesn't. Didn't count.
Yeah.
And so what you were asking me, like, do you count it as, oh my God, Jaw posterized Wemby?
Right.
He said, if that doesn't count, then Mariota's butt pass doesn't count.
And I said, you're correct. It didn't count.
Yeah.
It was funny as hell to me.
It counts
in
my mind.
It made everybody else mad as hell. It was funny to me. It was one of the funniest damn things I've ever seen.
It's still one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, but what do you mean count then?
Right. But well, basically, like if we're saying I'm not giving Ja credit for a poster and I'm not like making fun of Wemby and all that stuff, which is, I think, kind of, then I shouldn't be making fun of Mariota.
It was funny as hell what Mariota did.
I still do.
Don't get me wrong. It was dope what Ja did.
Yeah, it was.
It was dope what he did. It just don't count.
And the other thing about Ja, too, is he's got so many other ones.
Yes.
Taking this one off doesn't matter.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't ruin the highlight reel if you take this one off.
Yes.
Is that the worst thing Marcus Mariota ever did? I don't know.
Did he try to throw a left-handed that year too?
Probably. He probably did. I mean, look, there was a number of them.
Yeah.
You know?
But
it wasn't a good year.
It wasn't a good year.
And then he quit the team.
But we were sleeping.
Don't sleep on Mariota.
Yeah, man, don't sleep on Mariota.
Then we were sleeping on Ritter.
Don't sleep on Mariota with Arthur Smith. You do know Arthur Smith benched him, right?
He did bench him. Yeah. Did bench him. No, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
That's water under the bridge.
Okay.
And we got some real Falcons narcolepsy around here.
Yeah, man.
Don't sleep on.
Mm. Yeah, but it's okay. It's all right. But no, I was never mad about Mark. I was just one of the funniest things. I was like, what the hell?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, dog?
What are you trying to do?
Like, then the funniest thing was people talking about he tossed it like a damn grenade.
Yeah, it was an army grenade.
Yeah, he tossed it like a damn army grenade.
Yeah, it looked like
It was pretty funny.
It was very funny.
But it made a lot of people mad.
It was very funny.
Made a lot of people mad.
Yeah, I mean, understandably. Yeah. It was that close to just being a horrific disaster. The only thing that saved him is that he was already down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
now, if
he wasn't like he made a heads-up play, and he didn't mean to be down.
Yeah.
He tried to do the dumbest thing he could do.
If that would have counted, because he wasn't down, they were talking different.
I'm not.
I'm talking
the same. So I got to rethink my thoughts on the job thing. If I'm trying to be, you know, if this is the Supreme Court,
what are you having to rethink about the job thing?
If it didn't count, then I still, because the Mariota one didn't count,
right?
But I hold it against him. Then the Jaw one didn't count, so I should give him credit for it.
Give him credit for what?
Oh, damn! He posterized Wemby.
He did.
I know, but it doesn't count.
Right. But you even said this. He's like, but I can't. You can't unsee it.
I can't unsee it.
Yeah, you can't
unsee
it.
I can't unsee.
Yeah,
I can't unsee.
Yeah.
It.
So yeah,
I did like it.
Yeah, it was dope.
I like that he did it.
Yeah, it was dope.
I hope he does it again. I hope, I don't know. I like when big guys like that get dunked.
My only thing, the reason I said it didn't count, one reason because the whistle blew and all that, is because he threw it in the rim.
Right,
I have a different standard. I'm like, if you're going to dunk with somebody, you got to hang on the rim and,
Yeah.
But to be able to be that high and throw it in, it's cool as hell.
Right, most people can't do that.
Most people can't do that.
Jaw's highlight reel this year has been mostly crazy layups.
Yeah.
His layup package this year has been, because he said he was going to dunk less, I guess. I don't know why. Don't do that. Dunk more, but also do those cool layups. He's been playing good. They keep it close, even if he's not having a good game, and then Jaw just takes over late and he wins the game.
And that's what he does.
He's an awesome player.
He's a damn good player.
Let's get to the back page with Bo. The Jets just wrapped up an interview with Arthur Smith as well. That guy's interviewing with everybody.
I love it, man.
Arthur Smith's making the rounds.
Hey, Woody, you can look at my boy real quick.
Yeah. Favors? We doing favors?
He might not even be the damn OC in Pittsburgh next year.
He'd be available then. Yeah. He'd be available then. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
You know, one of the best things about this job, at least for us, not so much Randy because he is that athlete, is meeting athletes and finding out that most of them are just regular dudes who just played professional sports. A lot of them are very down to earth.
Except for me?
Yeah, you're not.
No,
you're a diva. This is how we wanted to tell you. You got a real attitude problem.
No, but you're the athlete in this situation.
Okay.
That is real down to earth and all our brother and whatnot.
Okay.
So LeBron James was just on the New Heights podcast yesterday, and of course, the question about Christmas comes up. I just thought it was funny. The whole answer is funny. I just thought it was funny to hear LeBron James drop F-bombs.
Oh. And are we going to do that?
Play it for you.
We're going to get in trouble, Bo.
Who owns Christmas? According to you.
Okay.
But Christmas is the NBA's. We are sneaking in on that territory now.
I saw the f***ing numbers after the fact. You guys kicked our ass, all right? Okay. From a viewership standpoint, y'all kicked our ass. You had, you know, the games weren't as great as they should have been.
They should, but yeah.
Well, you have f***ing Beyonce come out there.
I think Beyonce.
Mahomes and Travis, you guys go there and kick Pittsburgh's ass. And Beyonce comes out there. You know. But I had, you know, when you go out there, you got your little brother and he may get beat up one time. And you're like, hey, we didn't lose that fight.
Well, you kind of did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Not a good comparison.
No. I mean, yeah, that was only... You know, it went close.
Mm-mm, no,
it's, damn
it, it won't ever be.
It was on Netflix.
They could put who would be the least sexy matchup in the NFL? The Jaguars and the
Jets?
And the Jets?
Or anybody, doesn't matter. Yeah. It did
whatever.
Not matter. Yeah.
You can put whatever you want. They're gonna get higher ratings than the NBA. Yeah. That's not, you know.
The least viewed game of football. You take all the basketball games combined. And they still got more viewers.
Yeah, they're going
to. But it was just funny to hear him on there dropping F bombs and being
LeBron a cusser now.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, LeBron a big cusser.
Who's the weirdest, like, the person you haven't heard cuss, and then you heard him cuss, and it was, like, the most uncomfortable? It's like, well, that didn't sound right. That didn't sound right,
like,
coming out.
Athlete or?
Anybody. Yeah, I mean, just a, you know, like a celebrity.
You know who
it could be your uncle, too,
no.
But, like, if it's someone everybody knows,
you know
who
I would
be
like to hear curse? I've never heard him curse before. Mike Conti.
Oh, you haven't?
I never heard Mike curse before.
Because he might have been, he was maybe going to be the example that I gave.
Really? I've never heard Mike curse before.
You don't want to be in one of the meetings where he's cursing.
Really?
No, great point.
Mike is mad like that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But, like, sometimes he'll just cuss in casual conversation, too. And it's always a little bit like, I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if it's for me. I like FCC regulated Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not everybody, like, Mike's great at a lot of things.
Cussing ain't one of them?
Not cussing.
Yeah, I never heard Mike Conti curse before.
Well, when you do, you let me know how it feels.
All right.
Because it didn't feel right when I heard it.
I got scared.
You did?
I got legitimately, yeah.
Now, I've never been like that. I've never been MF'd by Mike
Conti. He used some profanity, not at me, but
what'd you do?
In response to news that I told him.
Oh.
Well, he did not like it.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, never heard him.
I'm curious as to what the news was.
Yeah, what'd you tell him? Like,
oh, it was, I don't even remember.
All right.
It wasn't like that big a deal, but it wasn't like it was something he was going to have to respond to as a boss. But
somebody did some dumb stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember specifically.
Yeah, you do.
You going to spill it?
No, I really don't remember specifically.
Speaking of people that curse, so Ryan Caldwell has finally spoken up. If you don't know who that guy's name is, he is the Philly fan.
Mm. What do you got to say?
He does like
so.
The curse.
Look,
yeah.
I'm going to read you what he had to say, and what he has to say actually answers two very important points to me.
Okay.
All right, point number one, what's wrong with you? Most females that we know, you're going to do one of two things when in that situation. You're either going to turn around and give it right back to the guy.
Right.
Or you're going to turn around and kind of whimper, be scared, or maybe fearful for your life.
Right.
This chick did
She was standing tall.
She just sat there, though, almost like she was, I just did something bad and got away with it. If you look at her, that's kind of what she looks like. Two.
Are you defending this dude?
I'm not condoning his actions. Two, the guy's filming it, and he started his filming at a specific and certain point while she's just sitting there doing nothing.
Edited footage.
All right, so here's what the guy had to say, and there are truths to what he is saying while I'm not condoning what he did, because you can have fun with people at a sports, you just don't get off with the cursing and stuff.
There's a line, and he crossed it.
All right. He says, there are two sides to every story.
True.
The video clip circulating online does not reflect the full context of what transpired, and my actions were not without provocation. Mm. So, I'm just saying that it stands to reason, maybe she was jawing and calling him names before he turned around.
Let me ask you something, Bo, because you do this a lot. You go to the Falcons Saints game a lot, right?
Yeah, I try to go every year.
Yes, as a Saints fan, right? Yes. Okay, when does the trash talking go back and forth? When does it go back and forth? When your team is winning, right?
Well, it depends, because sometimes fans turn around looking for Saints fans. That's when it starts.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like,
what I'm saying.
I don't go after people.
But no, but I'm saying, but that usually happens when you're here in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was that
when
game
they're
at?
Winning.
Yeah, yeah. Where was that game at?
It was in Philly.
It's in Philly. What the hell was she jawing about? Philly was kicking their ass the whole game.
Oh, but they were probably talking trash back
about
and forth.
What? Philly was getting ass whooped. I mean, Green Bay was losing the whole game.
I don't know. Well, that she was mad. Usually when visiting teams are playing well, and it was after a play, it was after a penalty or something like that. She was cheering that there was a penalty or something like that.
You can't cheer because of the penalty?
I'm just saying, before he's turned around and started videoing, because he did start videoing after something happened.
I just feel like, what could she possibly have said
to be called them kind of names?
This is a drunk sports fan. All you got to do is, you could talk about one region of their body, and most dudes are going to get so upset that they'll call somebody names.
I don't believe him.
Oh, he. You, I mean,
yes. I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt. He don't. Yeah.
He's not giving the benefit of the doubt. He
sounds like
what he said.
That sounds like a lawyer.
That sound like that. Sound like that. Sound like his damn his union rep wrote that from his job that he got
well,
fired.
Well, he don't have a
from.
Job anymore, so he doesn't have a union.
Dork.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm not going.
She may have been poking the prodder because dude.
She may have been poking the prodder.
Dude was sitting there filming, waiting on a reaction. Not defending his woman.
So what you think he did? He was like, hey, babe, I'm about to get him.
Say something to this drunk guy so we can get him fired for
his maybe
job.
That's just her personality.
Maybe.
You know? You never know. I'm
you're right.
Saying.
I wasn't there.
Speaking of people that are mad, do y'all know who Danielle Collins is?
No.
Collins' mom.
Not John Collins' mom. Maybe his cousin, though. She is the number 10 ranked women's tennis player in the world.
Yeah, obviously Abe knew who she was.
Yeah, Abe sent me the story, as a matter
John Collins' sister.
Could be cousin. Okay. So Danielle Collins, very good tennis player, went into the Australian Open early this morning and beat an Aussie. When you go into any country to play tennis, especially one that, you know, like Australia, where it's very, very popular, you're probably going to get booed. Well, her response in her post-game press conference was freaking golden.
Yeah, you know, obviously my professional career is not going to last forever. And so I just remind myself every day, like when I have that kind of stuff, like they're paying my bills. Like every person that's bought a ticket to come out here and heckle me or, you know, do what they do, like it's all going towards the Danielle Collins fund. So
nice. Nice.
Yeah, bring it on. I love it.
Nice.
So me and my group of girlfriends, we love a 5-star vacation. So I can guarantee you that check is going to go towards our next 5-star trip, hopefully to the Bahamas. We like boats. We like big boats. We like yachts. So,
just like us.
We'll post about it and let you guys know how it goes.
Nice.
I like
well
boats.
Done.
I
love well handled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well boats handled. And everything. Good for her, man. The Bahamas is awesome.
Thanks for booing me and all the money.
Yeah.
See ya.
I mean, that's, yeah, just stick
it's a great
like
mentality.
It really is, especially to the ones that are, well, we pay your salary.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. All this money is awesome.
Not only are you reserved the right to boo, but you're also reserved. Yeah, you can pay our bills. Yeah,
thanks for all that money.
Your percentage of what you pay my salary with. Yeah, we went out to dinner on that.
Yeah, right.
Out of here. Yeah, you don't pay for this ride at his house.
And last one, real quick. Somebody that was mad and may not be much anymore. Bo Jackson is giving up the $21 million judgment lawsuit that he had on his. Let's see. Hold on, I want to make sure I get the family members right. Niece and nephew who were trying to extort money out of him. So back in 2023, Bo Jackson had and this was in Cobb County, had a restraining order placed on his niece and nephew and sued them for $20 million because he says they were trying to extort money from him.
Beyond so people, man.
He has now decided, the court agreed with him, by the way. He has now decided to drop all that, but he is keeping the restraining order open. And this is all decided by a judge in Cobb County.
They probably ain't got $20 million.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Where did they get
$20
million?
They don't got no
unless they extorted it all from
them. Yeah, exactly.
Are you put on a payment plan when you get sued for that much money that you don't have?
Yeah, you file for bankruptcy.
Then they garnish your wages and
you'll go to jail if you don't pay it, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I didn't think they just take all your stuff.
Yeah, if I'm a Chapter 11.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't try to extort your family members.
Be our own people.
Get a job.
Ask them nicely sometimes, or get your own job.
Yeah, get a job. Just get a job.
Old people.
People are paying all kinds of money to do weird stuff on the internet.
It's true. Feet are allowed.
Put your feet on the internet. Leave Uncle Bo alone, okay? Bo knows.
Bo knows a lawyer.
Bo knows feet. I know feet. Come back in the final hour of the show. Thanks for being with us. Big story coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.